A conservative student group at the University of California, Los Angeles, recently invited controversial right-wing personality Milo Yiannopoulos to speak at a campus fundraiser. Then they did something interesting. 24 hours later, they rescinded that invitation. Mariela Muro is a junior at UCLA and a member of the Bruin Republicans, and she wrote about the group's decision in the Weekly Standard, and she joins us. And Mariela, obviously, just about everyone has the right to say whatever they want, wherever they want in the United States. So tell us why your club decided to disinvite Yiannopoulos.
Well, like you said, absolutely. You know, Milo has every right to speak. But I guess my objection was basically that I didn't want my club to host him. On a liberal campus, for a conservative group, it's very difficult to get our ideals across, especially when you have, you know, a very hostile environment towards conservative ideals. If we look at the bigger picture, it's not just about provoking. It's about actually getting our message across and to be very strategic about it. You know, we have to take into consideration our audience. You know, who are we dealing with? So many of the members in my club also disagreed with the invitation. So it's not, I don't want to make it seem like it was just one person in the whole group that objected or, you know, like I was some kind of hero. I mean, I was obviously the only one that took it public because I thought it was an important issue to bring to the forefront. So
you write that your mission isn't necessarily to provoke, but to spread conservative ideals. So tell me more about that. Like how is it that you could accomplish that on campus?
I think if we say something that's truthful and people get offended or get are provoked, that's just the consequence of, you know, what we have to say. But I think it would be counterproductive to present our ideas, which are already unpopular on campus, right? And then do it with, you know, this kind of comedian kind of character who, you know, I'm sure he probably presents some good points. You know, I give him that, you know, but I don't think he was worth the fall of our group or the potential fall of our group on campus. We believe these things because we fundamentally think they're right, you know. We don't believe in limited government just because Democrats or the left wants big government, you know. We actually believe these things because we believe in philosophy, you know. We think this is the right thing to do. We're not just doing this to make the left mad or, you know, to trigger snowflakes. You know, this is actually what we believe in. And we don't do this for them. We do this for ourselves, for other conservatives. We're not going to change how we feel about things because people are going to get upset. But our prime objective isn't to make them upset.
And I wonder, I mean, we're having this conversation right now as CPAC is going on. This is the national stage for the conservatives. We've got speakers from the far right, from France and the UK coming. Wayne LaPierre yesterday was warning of what he saw as the evils of socialism. Dana Loesch, also a spokesperson for the NRA, smeared the media, saying the media loves mass shootings. I'm just wondering, from your view as a campus Republican, what do you make of those voices of conservatism that are speaking out nationally right now?
You know, as a conservative, I tend to focus on the things that bring us together rather than focus on what separates us or what divides us. At the end of the day, I think the main principles of the conservative movement, you know, limited government, which is, I think, the most crucial and fundamental. I think especially living in California, you know, we see the polarization. Conservatives are such a minority. We shouldn't be so caught up in what makes us different. I mean, obviously, we should be able to express, you know, how we differ. At CPAC, you know, they have tons of conservative speakers, you know, which take many different positions. And I think that's great. You know, I support free speech and, you know, I might not agree with every conservative, but I tend to look at, you know, what brings us together. That's crucial in this type of, you know, polarizing environment.
Yeah. Do you see conservative first principles as the guide star for the Republican Party right now or not? The party of Donald Trump, the party of Donald Trump, essentially.
I mean, I don't know. I can't really say if they agree with me or not. But I think, like I said, I think the best thing to do is to focus on, you know, what we have in common, and not focus on, you know, what separates us or how we differ. And I think that be the best strategic way to make a stronger movement, especially in this kind of polarizing environment where conservatives are kind of, I mean, I wouldn't say they're an oppressed class, but we definitely are put in the shadows. I think conservatives, I think like people that support Donald Trump or, you know, other conservatives, I think they know that. I think they're, you know, pretty smart about it that, you know, sure, we have these differences, but at the end of the day, we're all conservatives and we're all dealing with kind of the same issues in the same environment. Mm.
Well, Mariela Muro is a junior at UCLA and a member of the Bruin Republicans. Mariela, it's been a great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.